Thank you for calling Nationwide. This is Reagan. How can I help you?
Hi, I was trying to get in touch here with Mike. This is Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Oh, okay. Just a moment.
Perfect. Thank you.
This is Mike. Can I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Pete from Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Pete. I'm just fine. I'm just fine. So you're wondering why I haven't sent that information in, I bet.
No, I just wanted to touch it. You don't even know, man. Some of the customers I get, it's kind of like months in between.
Well,
so it's
you
not
know,
even that long.
That deal that I was working on that I had explained to you in such great detail, I kind of backed away from it when I got a little more into the due diligence aspect of that book of business that was being sold. The quality of the business and the longevity of the business was far overstated. Yes.
Really?
It was not anything that I would have wanted to bring into my office. And I told, I'm working with a broker now. He's still looking for me, to locate another book that might be, you know, a better fit. But, you know, I kind of backed away as soon as I got an email from him that, you know, showed the numbers.
How does the quality differ between books there? Just trying to get a better understanding.
Mm-hmm. Well, so for instance, when you're buying a book of business, the first thing that I asked for was to see a statement of cash flows. I wanted to see where their heavier renewal months were, because ideally, with a seasoned book of business like what they claimed they had, you would have a relatively similar, you know, within $1,000 or $2,000, maybe $3,000 a month, you know, steady cash flow. And their renewal cycles were such that they were earning, you know, maybe 1.5 times what they'd need in a given month in September, and then October and November were about 30% less than what they'd need to make their monthly nut. And then December was next to nothing, and then January it started to build back up, and in April they were rolling in money. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was all over the place.
A little bit too risky.
And I said, you know, if I'm not getting to touch these accounts before the renewal, because that was the one thing that they said, they don't want to disturb any of the renewal cycles. I said, really, what I'd rather do is take some of that April business and rewrite it in the slower months, you know, in advance mm-hmm. of its canceling. But the seller was all upset because that causes him heartache with chargebacks and things of that nature on commissions that he's already been paid. So we just couldn't really come to an eye-to-eye on how that would happen. And I said, well, show me 12 months of operating account statements that prove that, you know, with a certain level of buffer in that account, I don't have to pay too much attention to cash flow. And he wouldn't provide it. And I said, well, and that tells me that he's just upside
Doesn't
down
have
as hell.
It. Yeah.
No, he's just upside down as hell. And my numbers were based on really level cash flows. He was still $1,500 a month in the hole at the end of each month because he's top heavy on staff. And I said, I know how to fix that. You just fire staff.
Yeah.
But then, you know, when I started talking about that, he started pulling back from the table, saying that the people that he had in that office were, you know, tenured 20-year professionals, et cetera, didn't want to upset them. And I just thought, you know, you're missing the forest for the trees, buddy.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, he's on his own, and he, according to the broker, he had another interested party that was more
flexible, I guess.
Well, I guess they were more cash on the barrel head. That they wanted to close the office entirely, roll it into a book they already had in South Portland. You know, I was talking about maintaining that location. Mm-hmm. He was paying $3,000 a month for a leased space that he had a 6-year lease on, and I didn't want anything to do with that either. So it just really, it wasn't a great fit. So I'm still,
yeah.
I still may, given the 90-day window that you were talking about, these things staying alive,
yeah,
I am still interested in sending in the documentation, but I wanted to wait until this broker got back to me on another opportunity, the one that was up in Washington, and he is yet to send me anything. I think I might have pissed him off, actually, with being so picky on this one, but I'm going to reach out to him and just tell him, hey, you know, it's just not
my money. It's your money, bro.
Well, and it's not my deal. You know, I mean, I'm looking for a particular kind of deal. That wasn't that kind of deal. So you want another shot, send me the information. If you don't, fine, I'll find something else. But, yeah, it's just a matter of getting all the, you know, P's and Q's lined up. And if everything fits good and it looks good, I'll move forward with a quickness. But until then, no, not yet.
Okay. There's no need to rush this either. It's not really the positives. There really aren't any positives to getting an approval right now.
Exactly.
If you have no idea, you know, if you're 30 days out, I'd say, hey, let's get the ball rolling. But you know, these things only take about a week, max 2 weeks,
right,
to get all the paperwork, everything done and funded it into your account. So if you're still a couple months out, there's no need to kind of like, because guess what, then we're going to get an approval, we're going to have numbers, you're going to, you know, come back 2-3 months later, we're going to need some bank statements additionally.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just keep it all in one shot, just keep it simple.
Got it. All right, Pete. Well, I definitely will keep you posted. Thanks for reaching out.
I'll probably reach out every other week. Just do like a 2-minute touch base.
No worries, man.
All right.
Sounds good.
Sounds good,
Thanks
Mike.
Very much.
Take care,
Take
man.
Care.
Bye-bye.